Put it in your mouth, Bill.
Did you start?
Hello, Tribe fans. And welcome to White Men Can Pod, or the Nation of Conversation, or whatever this fucking show is called. It's episode 54. I'm your host, Ryan. I'm here with Mr. Wally Foley.
I am here.
And Mr. Bill Cashin.
Is it in my mouth enough?
Jesus Christ.
Is this deep enough?
It's episode 54. We're here to talk about Major League 2.
It's touching my nose.
Which is funny because it is... Stop doing that. It's our second time on a podcast reviewing Major League 2.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. The Indians are now a World Series contender, but last year's hunger is now replaced with complacency. And bad decisions by new owner threaten to tear the team apart. How'd you first see Major League 2? I feel like you have to start with this one, Bill.
Well, for me...
Well?
It was something that my Uncle Wes, who is not my uncle, he was my great aunt's husband, maybe? I never met the man. Lived in Chicago. Used to love to VHS tape things off of television.
As you do.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking a catalog of things. And when he passed away, somehow my dad inherited his collection of VHS tapes. I was told as an adult that there was a lot of things that I could not see as a kid. My dad had to go through and take a bunch of movies out.
Get the pornos out of there?
Yeah. But this one was on one of the tapes, I think with the movie Splash, which I've never actually seen.
Which is weird because you watch this tape a lot, I assume.
Yeah. You're saying all these things like it's a bad thing.
I didn't say something. One of these is a bad thing.
Which part are you taking an umbrage with? The movie Splash?
No, I'm loving the fact that everything was taped off of television shows.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's fantastic. Like, that brings me back.
And I'm talking, like, he'd put three different videos on one tape, so you'd have to, like, all right, got to fast forward an hour and 45 minutes to get to the right movie.
Did he write the time codes down for you?
No time codes. No.
You're lucky if you know what movies are on there.
Which sometimes they were not what you expected to find.
Yep.
I
did learn that.
Having that burn me, I had a Raw's War that I really liked. My sister taped an NSYNC concert over it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn Kelly.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was one of the movies, and so it became a seminal movie of my childhood. I've watched this movie dozens of times in my life.
More than that, it's got to be. I think you and I have watched it dozens of times.
Yes.
In the 1994 to 2007 range,
yes,
we must have watched it 50 times.
Yeah, at least. I can't quite do the whole movie word for word, but I still know a lot of the lines as they're coming.
We're not going to do it this time, but last time we did this, I tested those. I tested you.
Yes.
And you got real close.
I used to.
You would just get like a word or two off. That was it. So we're not going to do that again, but I would say go back and find that, but you can't. It's gone. It gone. Well, maybe it's on YouTube, actually. You might be able to find it on YouTube. All right, time for some games. Budget game for Major League 2. Oh, wait. We didn't say how we watched it.
Are you?
I watched it because Bill watched it, and he showed it to me, and I thought it was fucking awesome, and became obsessed with it. How about you, Wally?
I would say probably somewhere in between, like, college to, like, just after college, probably. It was the first time I watched it.
So it's Us?
Yeah, most likely.
Probably. Probably said, hey, Wally, you still doing that weird thing with Netflix that everyone else stopped doing 5 years ago? You should order this movie.
No. People were still getting Netflix through the mail when I was getting Netflix through the mail. Thank you very much.
Yes, grandparents.
He ran out of porn. He ran out of porn on VHS tapes to watch that he recorded.
Yep.
That's what it was.
All right. Yep.
Budget game.
Are you leading us?
It's me.
Oh, okay.
Well, who'd you think it was?
I thought it was Bill.
No. I did the first
one. He did the last one.
It's been so long.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
All right, budget game. It's not Scott Stapp. It's fucking Aaron Lewis. Don't do that. He gets very upset.
Creed.
Which one?
It's not Creed. It's Stained.
It's Creed.
Who gets
it's
upset?
It's Stained.
It's been a while.
It's Stained.
Creed.
No. We made that mistake for like 5 years.
Are they different?
They may not be different. Maybe I'm missing something. Like,
what's crazy is if you go back and listen to Stained's first album, it is much different.
It's very Creed. Heavy.
So when I first heard Jack's Mannequin, I messaged, back when AIM was still a thing, sure. I messaged my one friend and goes, this guy sounds a lot like the guy from Something Corporate. And she goes, yeah.
It's the guy.
It's the guy. Like, oh, okay.
He's another band.
So that's exactly what Creed and Stand are. They're the same guy.
No, they're not. No. Aaron Lewis would be upset.
I feel like Scott Stapp would be also.
Scott Stapp.
You think? He's got a new solo out.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's back. Creed's back,
Creed,
baby.
Is playing at like Bonnaroo or something. Like,
Creed
like
is playing at SPAC. You can go.
Oh, really?
They're back at SPAC.
They're coming with somebody, too.
Yeah.
Somebody that I wanted to see.
With Stained?
Well,
that's you wanted
just
to see
same,
Stained?
That's the same band back and forth.
It's like Garth Brooks and the other thing that
yeah,
his
was
other
his, yeah,
his alter
name,
ego where
his
he
fake name there, yeah. Or Hootie and the Blowfish and Darius Rucker.
Hmm. Oh boy.
Oh, that's
what
a
disaster.
Bit of a mess. All right, budget game.
It's your place.
Yeah, it is my true. Place. Budget game.
So
messed up the studio real bad.
Coming off a very popular first movie.
Coming off a very popular movie, but
do we have the budget from the first game? Or from the first movie?
No. Why would I have that?
I don't know if I still do.
Very interesting that the first movie came out in 1989. Seemed to be a success. I can't remember the numbers, but it was success. It was a success, which I can't say that word.
Success.
Now.
I
want
to say it had a budget of 10
and then
million
it took all
like
the way to
90.
It
yeah,
took
like
it all the way to 94 before we had a sequel. That's a long
it
time.
Is a long time.
What did you say? 89 was the first one?
89, oh, and then really? The second one's 94, and they say it's just the next season.
Yeah.
There's no time that's passed.
Well, I mean, that's because Hollywood wasn't so obsessed with pumping out sequels immediately as that's they are true. Now.
Well, if you got a moneymaker, you got to milk it for all it's worth, baby.
Yeah, fucking Hollywood stupid assholes.
All right, what's the budget of Major League 2?
They expanded a bit, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Say 25 mil.
Thinking higher, 40 mil.
Oh, boy.
What's the noise you have to make when you nail it exactly?
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 Bill.
Ew.
25 mil. Estimated.
Cheating.
Estimated. Don't how much money did
this... I don't know about this
movie. How much money did this movie make?
Go ahead, Bill. Go first.
40 million.
No. I'm going to say 80 million. We're both over?
Yeah, that's what I was worried
you're
about.
Both over.
How the fuck are we both over?
You're both over.
15.
Bill, you win again. Son of a bitch. 30,626,000
and
that is change.
Insane.
Did not make a lot of money.
Not a flop,
no.
But
did
no,
not.
That is a moneymaker.
That's a flop.
Made its money back.
It must not be that bad because they made a third one, right?
Eventually.
4 years later, they made another one.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
But compared to the first one, I thought the first one did great.
Because it must have because of people like us. It took on cult classic status.
Maybe. That's what it was. All right. Let's dive into this sucker. Yeah. Major League 2. We get Harry Doyle.
The best.
Tribe Talk. Breaking down what happened in the last movie because it's been years since the last movie.
Yep.
It's been an off-season.
It's only been an off-season, though, because they're bringing in these people, and he says Rachel Phelps has sold the team to former third baseman Roger Dorn. And we see the exchange where Dorn buys the team, and he's very bad at negotiations.
Yep.
Even though in the last movie, he's always watching that money channel.
Yep.
And, like, is super rich, but he can't.
I might be able to go as high as 100, 120. You just started at 110, 130, 140, 150. I'll take it. John Merrill, he's playing Albany.
Yep. That has a lot to do with this. Look at this lineup we've got coming back, except for we don't have everyone coming back because Willie Mays Hayes is no longer played by the original actor.
Yep.
Wesley Snipes is gone. Omar Epps is in. I really don't think we lost too much.
No, he's good. It's a different character.
It
but
is.
Yeah. Wesley
but
Snipes is
like
good in the first one.
Yep.
Man, Omar Epps is fine in this.
I think
he's a little bit, maybe a little bit less, but he's fine.
He's very good. He just—it's a different version of the same character because he's now he's got money and he's popular and stuff.
Right. We do get the grounds crew again. We are going to kick butt this year.
Yeah, they're into it at first.
And we see the fans, but now we have an actual fan, Randy Quaid.
Who is amazing in this movie.
Who is insane in this movie.
They stink. They're going to lose.
For some reason, I always think this movie and Independence Day, Randy Quaid are the same character. Like, I just put those together.
I mean,
you can see it.
Yeah. Hello, boys. I'm back. Like, just like.
Tear it down.
This guy got abducted.
Turn it into a parking lot.
This guy got abducted by aliens, and then he was a pilot, and then blew up the fucking alien Death Star.
Well, first he'd have to do this because he died in Independence Day.
And that was in 98.
We think he died.
He blew himself up.
Hello, so. Boys. I'm back. Can we do that movie on? Is there sports in that one?
No.
Can we do that movie on this?
Unfortunately.
We'll have to figure out how.
Maybe there's a way. Jack Parkman has just signed. Jack Parkman is a big-time free agent catcher. Roger Dorn brings in 42 home runs, over 100 RBIs. He's going to be the new starter. Did they need a catcher? Yeah, they have Jake Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jake Taylor's an old man.
Yeah, this is the future.
We need to go to the future. Go to spring training. The table's set. We're going to have a World Series team because last time they won the pennant but lost to the White Sox. Is that what happened?
Yeah, they lost in the division.
They lost to the White Sox in the playoffs. They swept.
ALDS.
Swept in the
ALCS, I guess.
There's no DS. Like, there wasn't a DS then,
You're right? You're correct.
Anyway, it's spring training. All the fans are looking for Rick Vaughn to show up.
He was in Independence Day as well.
Who?
Parkman.
Who is Parkman in Independence Day?
Jack Parker is his name.
No way. What did he do?
He also in both movies?
What did Parkman do?
Is he the older brother? Oh, no, that's Mars Attacks. Never mind.
I don't know, but I'm gonna look into this.
Look into that, because I want to know what Parkman did in that movie. Anyway, they're looking for Rick Vaughn, and a limo pulls up, and a real square comes out. But it's Rick Vaughn. He's got a totally new image. He's clean cut. He's all American.
Yeah. He's looking for ads.
He's trying to get the cereal. He's trying to get that cereal money.
Yep.
That's all that he's in there for, cereal.
He's in a 1983 romance movie called Independence Day.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sorry.
Wait.
Wow. How did you mess that up?
It's called Independence Day.
All right. New catcher Rube Baker needs help from Jake Taylor because he's got a little problem. Jake talks to Rube Baker to try to figure out what the problem is, and a limousine pulls up, and a million people get out like a clown car, and then Willie Mays Hayes gets out as a different actor, and Rube Baker says, "Who are they?" Meaning all the people. And Jake Taylor says, "They are
our center fielder."
Willie Mays Hayes makes fun of Rick Vaughn, says, "What are you running for office?" "No, I'm just trying to clean up my look." Parkman and Jake. Jake tries to be nice to Parkman. Parkman's a fucking dick.
"You don't like me. I don't like you. Just don't blame your knees when they take your job."
There you go. Rube Baker's trying to figure out shaving cream and accidentally squirts it onto Serrano's shoe.
It's under pressure?
"Shake can for use. I'm sorry." He doesn't care. Serrano's not mad. Everyone's like, "What the fuck is going on?" Because he, in the last movie, was so angry.
All the time.
And scary. And then he sees Jake and the manager, Lou Brown, who's one of our favorites. "Jake, Lou, my great and good friends. How are you doing? My mind, what happened to you? I'm free and clear."
Did he say free and queer?
No. He says,
clouding my life.
Meditation is key. No more voodoo. Now he's just a Buddhist. Hayes thinks he's a power hitter now. Lou Brown does not like it.
Nope. Lou Brown is paid to get on base.
Hit the ball on the ground.
You needed to wear all that jewelry.
Oh, I'm a power hitter now. Vaughn throws 5 pitches in spring training and he's done enough.
Yep.
After 5 pitches? What was that last pitch he threw? It was combination forkball slider called the Eliminator. Okay. I'm also working on another one. Combination screwball split finger. What happened to your fastball? Terminator?
It'll be there when I need it.
You name your pitches now?
Marketing.
It's branding.
Like the Nolan Ryan Express, which is the only one I believe he
used. Yes. But we find out Rube Baker can't throw the ball back to the pitcher, but he's an amazing defenseman. Like he's a great defensive catcher. He just can't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Which apparently was based on an actual Mets catcher, naturally.
Wow.
Who was like could throw runners out, but guys would steal on him because he would triple clutch just getting the ball back to the pitcher.
Wow. So Jake is like, what happens when you field? And he's like, well, I don't think about anything. He's like, well, what happens when you throw to the pitcher? Well, I think about all these things. He's like, well, there's a problem right there. And he's like,
see what I'm getting at?
You want the pitcher to pitch from second base? we meet Vaughn's new babe, Flannery.
Flannery. He's also his agent.
It's also his agent. But I like this part where the three of them are sitting there, Hayes and Taylor are with him, and they're like, oh, who's that, your new babe, Vaughn? And he's like, no, that's my babe. And it's like a super hot. What does that mean? Suck-a-duck-a-now. Did you catch that, Wally?
No.
When Willie Mays Hayes, when Omar Epps sees Flannery, he goes, suck-a-duck-a-now. What does that mean?
Not a clue.
Okay.
Not a clue.
It's not just us.
It is not.
Willie Mays Hayes shows his new movie to Jake Taylor.
This is how we watched it the first time. He's an action star.
He's an action star now. Black Hammer, White Lightning, coming to a theater near you. Jesse the Body Ventura is White Lightning. This is very funny because the look on Jake Taylor's face when Omar Epps shoots the guy and he falls off the building and it's just like a sandbag with a face on it. And he's like, huh? And then
jumps like 100 feet.
He jumps off an aircraft carrier and lands on his feet perfectly. So funny. And Jake's like, okay, doesn't seem like there's much going on here. And he's like, no, there's some serious scenes like when they kill my boa constrictor and I vow revenge.
Mine fell the hardest.
Mine are the deadest. Clink.
Mike was so mad at us.
That was my favorite. And we just did that word for word. And he was so angry. I hate you guys. Now he's not on the podcast anymore.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, he loses.
You lose, Ghost. Willie Mays Hayes is limping because he did his own stunts. And Jake is like, well, that's not good. We have a baseball season to play. Parkman in spring training goes against Rick Wildthing Vaughn. Vaughn says, if you get a hold of my pitch, I'll let you rename it. So he hits it over the fence and says, how about we call it the Masturbator?
Yeah, because everything else is the Eliminator and the Terminator and all this other stuff.
Things are not going well because Serrano can't not hit at all. It's just pop up.
Yep.
Rube Baker can't throw it anywhere.
Well, he can throw down to first and down to third
and to second.
Can't so
pitcher.
We find out he loves Playboy, but he loves the articles.
I read it too. Yeah, sure you do. No, I do.
Janie wears short shorts and likes calf roping. Sure you do. No, I really do. Willie's got some power hits, some home runs.
I'll be bagging groceries in a couple of weeks.
Willie's really got some power. Vaughn can't pitch at all. Serrano doubles in. It's a double play and hugs the guy like, good play.
It's a very good play, man.
Rube is not cut after Jake.
I made the rooster.
After Jake.
Okay. Honestly, he should know how to say the word roster. Like, it's...
He loves baseball. He
that
just,
was
he's
my
just dumb.
Least favorite joke of the whole
the made
whole
the
movie.
Rooster.
Yeah, but it's just a background thing. It's not a.
Jake yeah. Jake is giving him the speech like, okay, well, you know, your career's not over if you get cut your first time ever here, and you can't throw back to the pitcher, so you're probably going to get cut.
Minor leagues, you'll play every day.
And then he's like, okay, how the hell did he make the team? So he goes into Lou Brown and says, might be a great idea to carry three catchers with this whack-ass fucking team. And Lou Brown's like, we're not carrying three catchers, Jake. We want you to coach. And Jake's like, fuck you, I'm out. And he leaves.
Is this also Dorn's scene, though?
Yes, Dorn. Before that, Dorn unveils his poster.
Oh, yeah.
Which
Roger
I
Dorn
cannot,
night? Is it a little too early for this?
I cannot. Nobody has ever made this. I would love to buy this.
The
if
Dorn
someone
poster?
Made the Dorn poster.
Yeah. How has that not been made?
How has it not been made? I looked it up because I wanted it to be my eBay war.
Of course.
And then I was going to buy it. And I was like, no one has made the Dorn Knight poster. How is that possible? How is that possible? He unveils a poster and says, is it too early for Roger Dorn Knight, a.k.a. the first game?
Yep.
And Lou Brown ignores him. But this poster doesn't exist. You can't buy it. It's nowhere. But it's like the old school baseball poster with like the big name. And I wish this existed. I wish someone would make this. And the look on his face is very funny. The Dorn, like the in the poster, very mm-hmm. funny. And also a great little tidbit from our old wrestling show. Too Early for a Roger Dorn Night is the name of a PWG pay-per-view.
That's right.
Which always cracks me up. Too Early for a Roger Dorn Night. It's like the third ever PWG pay-per-view.
Oh, my God.
Jake talks to his wife now from the last movie. They're married. She's in this scene and this scene only. She was a big, big part of the last movie. And this one, she's just there to be like, well, we all know what you want to do, Jake. And he's like, yeah, you're right. And
I forgot she was the main.
She was a love interest in the first one.
Yeah,
and all she does in this.
For some reason, I was thinking it was Charlie Sheen and his girl in the first movie.
No, it's this girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and I used to think that this, the person that's Charlie Sheen's girl was in the first one a little bit, and she's not at all.
She's not at all. Yeah. Okay.
She's not at all. She's not at all. Somehow they were able to coerce whatever her name is. I can't remember her name. Into doing this movie for 1 second. Jake decides he's going to manage. So he goes to Lou Brown's house and is going to beg for the job.
Wow, there were some studs at Roger Dorn Night.
Yeah. Brian Danielson, I think, wrestled on
Brian
Roger
Danielson,
Dorn.
A young Kevin Owens. Some Mexican luchador named El Generico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like a Roddy, what's his name?
Roddy Strong.
Who looks like a Seth Rollins before he was Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And possibly Pac, a young Pac. Not X-Pac, but Pac.
What a goal there.
That was a sick goal. Is this the playoff? Are we in the playoffs yet?
Out of nowhere.
No, this is either game 81 or 82. It's the very end of the season.
Oh, my God.
Which I don't know how the NBA beat them to the end of the year, but they did.
That's random.
Because the NBA's season's over, right?
No, they got another.
I think it's over. They have to do the play-in tournament next.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Well, Jake's at the door, and Lou Brown answers, and he goes, I'll tell Dorn I begged you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Skip.
That's a bad goal.
Vaughn.
That's a good goal. I mean, it's not good for a goalie. But.
Yeah.
Vaughn takes photos with a young group of kids who are on the wrong path. And he meets his ex, Nikki. She's like, where have you been? I called you last season, and you never called me back. Where's your Harley? Sold the Harley. I got to get out of here. He wants to run out of there. She's like, all right, whatever. Is that your new girlfriend? Yeah, that's
sure is.
That's Flannery, my agent. Rick Vaughn goes on Jay Leno and tells... This is awful. This is the worst part of the movie. I hate Jay Leno. He's the worst.
I like the story, though. The way they presented us being
he's
so
like,
awful.
It was just like a little mix-up, right? And he's like, yeah,
I stole
a car. He's like,
took it for a drive? Ah, just both me boys.
Through four states.
Oh, and in a high-speed chase? Oh, that's bad.
Leno is very uncomfortable. We go to the first game, opening day, and it's Harry Doyle with Monty What's-His-Name. And
so going back to Vaughn and his girl.
Nikki?
Yeah. That means during the first movie, when he had sex with Dorn's wife, he was also with this girl?
I don't think that they were together. I think they were.
It was after the season.
Yeah. Okay.
After they won.
Okay.
They had a fling, and that was it.
Nothing about Dorn's wife and Vaughn in this one.
Nope. No Dorn's wife at all. Dorn's in the owner's box. I always thought this was an underrated funny part of this movie, where he's got the butler right next to him.
Yep.
He's like, opening day, his team, he's got, you know, Parkman's there, they're World Series contenders. He's like, you ever get the feeling you were born for greatness? And the butler's just standing right next to him like, fuck you. It's a great scene. Monty says something finally, and he says, I heard that, Monty, dynamite dropping. That broadcast school's really paying off. One strikes out the side, opposite of what he did in the first movie, called strike three, strike six, called strike nine, inning over. Willie Mays Hayes, again from the first movie, points. We've never seen that since what? When's the last time someone actually in a baseball game called his shot?
Was it not Babe Ruth?
It was like Babe Ruth, and that's it.
Jake Taylor called it in the first
one. Yeah, we got
one.
Jake Taylor and Willie Mays Hayes doing it.
Yeah, and then he hit a grounder to
he
first.
He bunted.
Rube Baker does not understand. He's like, what is he pointing at? Does he know someone out there?
Yeah.
Let me get some warning track power. Vaughn's garbage pitches are getting hammered all over the place. Eliminator line to left to base hit. There's some real puss line to center. Parkman says, maybe you should try a fastball. So he does.
Yeah, I like the interaction where he's like, I'll throw it. You just make sure you catch it. I will if it ever gets to me.
If it ever gets to me. Parkman's such a dick.
He is.
It's the fastball ends up being a home run, and Harry Doyle already has lost it. He'll need a rocket up his ass to catch that one. That baby's out of here. Bob Uecker then gives a great speech about the Vaughn pitches. Do you remember it? Do you want to say it? That looked like the Eliminator, only slower.
Might have been the out-of-stater. Could have been the Hibernator. That ball is definitely going home for the winner. Whatever. In any case, for Vaughn, it'll probably be see you later. He'll probably become a spectator. I messed it up a little bit.
It's a little off, but pretty close. Hayes gets up again, calls a shot again, hits another warning track one, caught by Belmonte, who's an underrated name in this movie for me.
Bite me, Belmonte!
Bite me, Belmonte!
Of course, he could be pointing at the right fielder.
Of course, he could be pointing at the right fielder.
I do like how he backtracks every time he gets caught. He just kind of
slinks his way into the, because he's dancing to first base. Parkman comes up and does his little shimmy, makes the women in Cleveland go crazy.
You know, I used to hate him when he played in wherever. It's amazing how a new uniform can change how you feel about a guy.
He's still a dick. He hits a three-run homer. And Dorn yells, way to go, Jack! I bought him! I have a chance to tie the game with a couple runners on now to win the game. Pedro's up, and he actually makes contact, but he hits a bird in the outfield, and the ball lands in low center, And instead of rounding the bases to win the game, he goes into the outfield to check on the bird, and they lose because Serrano gets tagged out. I'm sorry Mr. Gondi, but you're out. At least the bird survived.
Who cares? It's a rat with wings.
And then the very next scene is 2 months, Dorn. That's all you've got. 2 months until you run out of money. How did this happen? What can I do? You need to increase profits by getting more ads.
Any way you can.
So he signs 1 million ads and puts 1 million signs in the outfield. My favorite is the bail bond sign, the Zippo bail bond sign. Yep.
You need a good proctologist. Check out the ballpark.
The sketch on the end of that is great. It's a guy with like lightning come out of his butt. Vaughn comes home from the game, and his like doorman, who like or his like valet, is like, Mr. Vaughn, you're back already? I thought you were pitching tonight. He's like, I did.
Oh,
it's like. But I only turned the game on in the second inning and you weren't on. He's like, yeah. I know. He got hammered. He goes in and he complains to Flannery that the fastball is just not there. I don't know what to do. And she's like, we'll just fuck. It's fine. We'll roll off this couch. Because that's how sex scenes happen in 90s comedies.
Yeah.
You just fall off of places. And then we get Right Guard Sports Stick, the commercial. Which is great.
Odoriferous.
Odoriferous. Olfactory. Emanations. Emanations.
Oh, it was hard to watch that.
This was a real commercial. Like the right guard polo commercials were real.
Anything less would be uncivilized.
And I think Barkley was a real thing. Wasn't it too. Barkley did a lot of them? I think Barkley did a lot remember. Of them. Anything less would be uncivilized. So we get a bunch of clips from that, which is great. He keeps messing up the lines. And then we get the song, great soundtrack. Get that song. And
yeah, no Randy Newman, but still good.
Vaughn's pitching, and he's just giving up hit after hit after hit. He keeps, like, whipping his head back and forth, giving up hits. And Weaver doubles off the Zippo bail bond sign and right. Then Serrano has a chance to put the game away, and the ball bounces off his glove and is a home run, which is a take on Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
Yep.
The ball hitting off his head. We get take 87 on the right guard commercial. And he finally gets it right. He's like, anything less would be uncivilized. And he holds up the deodorant, but it's upside down.
Upside
so the
down.
Director yells, upside down. And he says, upside down.
That's right.
And then the director hangs himself with the headphones.
Yep.
They're shit again, says the grounds crew. That's all we get from the grounds crew.
They're excellent, though. Yeah, Wally's guy wasn't in this one. They replaced.
Yes, they replaced the janitor from Scrubs.
With Randy, what's his name?
Randy Quaid.
I was going to say Randy Newman, and I knew that was
no, it wasn't Randy Newman. Rick Vaughn gets sent to the bullpen. He finds out from the newspapers he's going to get sent to the bullpen. He's like, what the fuck would that happen? And then he's in the bullpen with Rube Baker, who actually has to play because he's a backup catcher. But he's in the bullpen?
He's in the bullpen right now, yeah.
I don't know. Nikki and the kids are there. They talk to Vaughn, and Nikki says she's dating a White Sox fan now, and that pisses off Vaughn.
He really hates you.
He hates that. And then he talks to Rube Baker to get advice. And Rube Baker says, basically, I've never been with a woman, but you can't live without them and they can't be standing up.
Which is excellent.
And Vaughn just.
It might be the line of the movie.
The look.
But I also love the story he tells him. Like, I never really had a girlfriend, but it did get kicked in the balls once by a mule.
And then 2 months later, my mom died.
That's a separate talk. They have two different talks. They have two different talks.
Oh, yeah. That's after the breakup. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
Vaughn
yeah.
only needs one out. But he gives up a home run, and Harry Doyle says, oh, shit. If that's not Shaq out there, this game is over. Oh, my God. That is what sets Randy Quaid off, and he turns on the Indians and turns on Vaughn, turns on the team.
Yep.
Gives all of his speeches. Wild Thing, I think I loathe you.
You make my butt sting. You make everything embarrassing.
We see Vaughn go to therapy. I also think this is an underrated scene.
Yeah.
And he goes to therapy and he's talking to the therapist about
therapist.
His problems. And the therapist is like, why don't you fucking throw the 3-2 to why don't you throw the 3-2 in the dirt? And he's like, I tried that already.
He hit a 380 feet foul.
Better than
450 feet fair.
Shrink goes after him for terrible pitch selection. Parkman gets interviewed and he says everyone's a piece of shit on the team, basically, and he gets benched by Lou Brown. But before he can really bench him, Parkman's like, I've been traded, you asshole. I'm going to the White Sox. And Lou Brown's like, son of a bitch. You traded the only good player, Dorn? What happened? And Dorn's like,
oh,
I
bro.
Don't have any money. He's like, what did you trade him for? And he's like,
how did
this happen? How did he trade Parkman to the White Sox and then get a Japanese player from the Japanese league?
He used to play for the Giants. Franklin?
Not those Giants. Not those Giants. We meet Taka Tanaka, who knocks himself out. And this is where Harry Doyle is officially drunk.
So Roshi Kamikaze Tanaka, recently of the Tokyo Giants, knocks himself cold for the second time this week. Maybe in Japan, that's actually better than catching the ball. Personally, I think he's just trying to get out of the lineup.
There's like 100 beers around him. Taka Tanaka yells at Pedro Serrano because Pedro Serrano's a bitch. A ball player must be a warrior, not a monk.
You have no. And then he flips through his translation guide.
He says that a lot. You have no marbles. You have no marbles. He slams it.
Marbles.
Huevos. Which I always thought was a funny thing too, that whether it's they did this on purpose or not, but the Japanese guy says marbles and the Cuban guy says huevos, which are eggs.
Yeah, eggs. Lou Brown comes in and says, we won yesterday. We win tomorrow. And we win the next day. That's three in a row. That's called a winning streak.
It has happened before.
But just as he says that, Rachel Phelps comes in. She's rebought the team. But Roger Dorn's been retained as GM.
Why?
He sold the team back for a song. She wants him to suck. So he's still GM. Taka says a bunch of weird shit to Rachel Phelps about.
You're lower than rat excrement. Like that. Yeah.
And bows to
Japanese,
her.
Right?
And she doesn't understand it.
Yep.
And then Lou Brown loses his fucking mind.
He says, like, we won last year just despite her. And Jake Taylor, while people's like, ah, Lou, that was a different team.
That's not your job to make excuses.
That's all you guys do good.
It's either a leg thing or a spiritual thing. Or a psychological thing. Or a heart attack. Who's heart attack? Me. He has a heart attack.
Now, how far into the season are you saying they are right now? When he has his heart attack?
Quarter of the season?
Oh, no, they're farther than that. They're like halfway at least.
After the All-Star break?
I would think so.
Because they got to win. They're awful. They have to win enough to make the playoffs.
That's true.
Let's say at worst, they're a third of the way through. He's in the hospital for like 6 months.
He can't manage the team for the rest of the year, but he does leave the hospital and go back in for like a follow-up or something. That's why he's in.
Oh, okay.
Because they bring him back in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a routine bypass. I think he says it's a routine bypass, which seems weird if you have a heart attack and then have a routine bypass later. But...
what's going on here?
Are you playing a song? What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know why it was.
Playing some songs?
Watching some TV.
Playing some songs?
I don't know what that was.
Anyway, Lou Brown says, Taylor, you're the manager now. And he's like, are you sure that's a good idea? And he's like, yep, I won't be back the rest of the year. You're the manager. Dorn comes in and says, as of 2:30 p.m. this afternoon, I've activated myself. And he's full gear. He's in full uniform.
Full gear.
Under his trench coat. Taka Tanaka fucks with Serrano again. He says, inside, peaceful. Outside, warrior. Warrior. We have no marbles. Serrano's very mad. Then we get Harry Doyle super drunk.
Yeah.
Maybe you were chased away by the 10-run first inning the Red Sox put up.
Tail over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
Fly ball. Caught.
It's like a great diving place.
Yeah. Fly ball. Caught. It's like he's on NPR. Vaughn is in the bullpen, but he doesn't want to go there because Randy Quaid keeps heckling him, and he's like, I don't want to go out there.
There's still fans out there.
It's like, you steaming pile of mastodon dung. Rube gets hit by a pitch in the leg and goes to first, and Jake Taylor's like, all right, get in there, Hayes. Go and run for him. And he's like, I don't want to run for him. I'm hurt. He refuses to run for the hurt Rube Baker, which pisses Jake Taylor off, then pisses Rick Vaughn off, and Vaughn and Hayes get into a fight, and then the entire Cleveland Indians team gets in a fight.
Harry, wake up!
Well, the Indians are showing signs of life.
He's now narrating the fight.
Yep.
Vaughn's carrying his left a little low. It's couldn't hurt him in the later rounds. The umpires throw out the entire team, which the Red Sox manager's like,
what are we going to do here?
What? It's like, the whole team? Yeah. You're all out of here. All of you. Dorn is hilarious in this scene because he's hiding at the top of the dugout trying not to get into the fight. And he's like, no, 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 no. He gets pulled in. Rube Baker's on the trainer's table during the doubleheader, like intermission there, and Willie Mays Hayes comes up and says, at least you don't have to play the next game. And Rube Baker's like, you're a piece of shit.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, basically, you're a piece of shit. And he goes to Jake Taylor and says, I'll play even if I'm hurt. I don't care. Like, I want to play baseball my whole life. I get to play. I'm going to play. So in the next game, he gets on base, beating a hit with a head first slide into first base, yep. Which is another
screamer down the line.
Shoot, hey. Wrap up with it, fires to first, and Baker beats it with a head first slide.
An injured catcher beating out a little dribbler to a shortstop.
With a head first slide. Yeah. Just never see that. So the Indians have a runner. Mm-hmm. I think I want my pants. Hayes decides to take off all the gold chains and says, let me run for him. The speech works. Then we see him getting ready to steal, and Harry Doyle details the movie, Black Hammer, White Lightning. He says, I went to see the movie, but it was only out for 2.5 hours. I was told, however, it was in focus.
It wasn't focus.
My God. He steals second. He steals third. He steals home to win the game, or to tie the game. And Serrano's all pissed off now, finally. And he just walks up to Jake Taylor and says, Serrano wants to bat. He says, okay, go for it.
So Serrano's not been in the game the entire time?
They must
it's a doubleheader, yeah. So you're sitting out.
Sitting out the second game with a doubleheader, apparently.
And Harry Doyle says, well, Serrano's coming up. He's 0 for the century against this guy. He either wants to hit or he's not taking any practice swings. He's either ready to hit or he's afraid he'll kill some gnats. But he hits a home run and they win. And he does the marbles. We see Flannery back at the apartment, and she talks about how her and Rick Vaughn are not compatible, and he's just not clean cut enough and not exclusive enough for her, so they break up.
Yeah, he really like saying all this stuff to
her. He listens to it, and she's like, what happened? And he's like,
The
shrink was sick.
Yeah.
So Rube Baker and Rick Vaughn have another heart-to-heart, and he says, this is where he says, I never had any luck with women, but I did get kicked in the balls by a mule once.
That was going to hurt forever.
I thought it was going to hurt forever. You know what happened the next week?
2 months later, My mom died.
My mama died. My mama died.
Didn't hurt much after that.
My balls hurt no more.
And Vaughn's like, okay. Vaughn decides he's going to visit Nikki and the kids. And she agrees to go out for pizza with him. And they have a nice little date. And she says, you know, that home run you gave up wouldn't have been out in a lot of ballparks. And he's
name
like,
one.
Name one park it wouldn't have been out of. She says Yellowstone. It's like,
so good.
Good one. Good one. Then they decide to ride on a Harley Davidson and make out along the Cleveland skyline.
It's a good place to make out.
Oh, I love that he pops a wheelie with her, right?
Yes, yeah. He pops a wheelie. Then we get Serrano having another spiritual crisis, and he's got Joe Boo back from the first movie.
Joe Boo?
Buddha.
Buddha?
Buddha? Joe Boo. I don't want no trouble out of you two. We get a winning streak montage. Dorn demands to know when he's getting a start.
Yeah, an Old Timers game coming up soon.
Good part where Willie Mays Hayes pops it up and runs so fast he gets by the second baseman and he says, I got it, which I don't think he can do. I'm pretty sure that's interference.
He says something and scares him.
He says, I got it. Yeah. So the second baseman moves and it drops. And does a little point thing that he does in this movie. We see Taka Tanaka again running into the wall, and this time one of the signs falls on top of him.
He holds onto it,
but he punches the ball through the sign, which is great. Then there's one which I think is so funny still, where it's a fly ball to him, and he throws his glove down and like spins around and catches it barehanded, and it's like,
I saw this and I thought, like, I want so badly to see someone do this in like an All-Star game or something.
So funny. He just catches it barehanded. Flannery decides she wants to get Rick back or just be his manager. I'm not really sure what's going on here.
His manager and then obviously get him back.
He's still not pitching well, though. He's still sucking. In this game, Rick Vaughn bails out. Like, what do you want to do against this hitter? I'm tired. Get me out. And Jake Taylor's like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, pull me from the game. And that's when he gets heckled again as Mr. Choke thing. So they bring in Dalton instead. Then the game seems like it's over, and it's a home run, but Taka Tanaka yet again saves the game when he jumps
on the wall.
On top of the wall. Can you even do this?
I don't think you can stand there. I think you can like jump out of the field, if you will.
Yeah.
But if you like climb over the fence and you're just standing there and you catch it, then I think it's a home run.
Well, he stands on the wall. I'm
not 100% sure, but I think if you're just standing there, it still counts as a home run.
Vaughn's still weirdly obsessed with Flannery because he goes to this kid's party and leaves early because he's got to go to some other party with the cereal people.
Yep. Those cereal people really want him.
They really want him. And Nikki, his girlfriend, is really mad. It's like, these kids like love you. Why are you leaving early? And he's like, I got a business meeting. And she's like, well, I'm not going. And who invited you anyway? Well, of course it was Flannery. So she's all pissed off.
Yep.
Don't bother coming back. So now he's been dumped again. We see Lou Brown go in to get his new surgery, dropped off at the hospital, and he's like, they tell me I can't watch the playoffs, but I got this little thing here, a little earpiece so I can listen in.
Yeah, they're putting on public access for him.
He has to watch public access instead.
Doxie's going to put on public access and lose the remote.
It's going well, though. Game one, they win. They beat the hated White Sox, which Parkman's on now, because Hayes goes to score but doesn't touch the plate, and jukes out Parkman and scores, so they win game one. Serrano makes a nice catch. And then there's a big home run from, I think, Rube Baker. And the team goes up 3-0 in the series. They're up 3-0.
Only the Yankees can fall after going up 3-0.
Stop it. Rachel Phelps comes in and messes with the team. This time she pretends that she actually likes them, and they don't know what to do. We see Parkman homer off Vaughn, because he's afraid to throw his fastball, which Nicky's like, he's afraid of his fastball again. Rube Baker can't throw to the pitcher anymore.
Yep, that comes back.
They lose again. Rick, Jake goes to visit Rick and says, like, get your shit together. Like, you're either going to pitch tomorrow and be a badass or you're not going to play again.
Yeah.
Like, you're done. And then he goes to visit Lou Brown, and Lou Brown says, don't give him a corny-ass fucking win one for a lose speech. Sure, no problem.
I love that.
And then immediately the next scene is Jake being like, Lou's not doing so good.
This may be his last experience on Earth.
He's fine, but he just wants to know what it feels like to be in heaven if he doesn't die. And the team's like, all right. And then Rube Baker gives another weird, like, The fat lady didn't sing. And everyone's like, yeah. And Jake Taylor's like, I'm confused, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
My lie worked.
But then
Serrano. Yes.
It's very beautiful, man.
Yeah, he's back to being Buddhist again. Yeah. So he's all screwed up. Harry Doyle's all excited. He's sober again. And he says, the White Sox are bad, but at least they're not from Canada.
Yeah, like that just random shot in Canada.
Which has a baseball team at this point.
Yep. Yeah.
The Blue Jays.
It's two at this point. It's got the Expos too.
And the Expos. Rube throws the ball back to third base instead of to the pitcher. Is this the umpire like Joe West that everyone hates in this movie?
Oh, maybe. I never really thought about that.
It's like, if you throw that ball back to the third baseman again, you're going to make him very upset.
Yep.
All right. So he tries his new trick, the Fredericks of Hollywood magazine, where he reads about the girls in that and
Career
the bras.
Yes. Also available with crotchless panties.
Baker gets a hit and scores at one point and crawls underneath Parkman to score. Like baby crawls underneath him. Then Parkman runs over Baker.
Don't
smash
the tracks when the train's coming through.
Hayes makes a Willie Mays Hayes or a Hayes style catch. Mays style catch, sorry.
Yes, a Mays.
To save the day on a 3-run shot, potentially. Parkman talks trash to Willie Mays Hayes and says, like, you're a pussy. And he's like, I don't intend to slide when I come through.
Well, I get a chance to score. I don't intend to slide.
That means
you
that
better, little man.
Parkman thinks he's going to try to run him over.
Just because you movie tank doesn't mean you got to commit suicide.
That was good. That was a good one by Parkman.
Baker gets a hit and Hayes scores by jumping over Parkman literally clears him to score.
I told you I wasn't going to slide.
I think I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Jumping over
him? Over.
I don't know.
Catcher. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Lou Brown goes nuts, and somebody looks at him like a nurse, and he's like, I love this British stuff.
I may move to England.
That's later. Parkman does his little shimmy that makes the women in Cleveland puke, but he hits a home run, and then he Hulk Hogan,
Hollywood Hulk Hogan
taunts everybody.
Between second and third,
again, is probably not allowed.
Nope. For sure, fight on sight.
A long taunt.
For sure, fight on sight.
Taylor decides, I think I got to put Dorn in here. And he's like, Dorn, go in there and lean into a pitch. He's like, what? And then Harry Doyle with a great line. Dorn? He's 0 for the century against this guy, but has several foul tips. He gets hit, goes to first, and then doesn't want to leave the game. Taylor sends a pinch runner in.
The two of them standing up first, stretching together, basically.
And he keeps saying no to Jake. No.
No. Oh.
And he's like, Dorn! Like he's 8. Dorn! And then he comes in, and I love when Taylor just goes, nice game! And that's it.
I like when they all pat him on the back. We just got
and hit. He's hurt. Yeah. Oh, man. Serrano's now up, and they try to use marbles to get him fired up in the dugout, and he just laughs, like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you guys.
And Parkman talks trash to him, and he's like, beautiful pitch, man, beautiful pitch. But then he hits a home run.
How are you doing? Look at the scoreboard. I'm doing fine.
And he hits a 3-run homer, and he's like, Nothing is as beautiful as that, man. And then he scores. The score.
Board. No. Grasshopper.
And then Lou Brown is jumping up and down on the bed. He's all fired up. Randy Quaid is still heckling, and everyone's pissed off at him, so they start whacking him with their hats and like, get the fuck out of here. We got a chance to go to
the... They'll blow it. They will.
We got a chance to go to the World Series.
Yeah, in Chicago.
They go out to check on Shoop. Pitch a good game.
I hit that punching Judy hitter.
Punching Judy hitter. And then he says, give me Vaughn. And Rube goes, you mean Rick Vaughn? He's like, yeah. He's like, he's terrible against the White Sox. And he's like, he's pitching to Beck, not Parkman. And he's like, okay. And then we see Randy Quaid try to heckle again Rick Vaughn. And Rick Vaughn says, blow it out your ass, lard mouth. And he's like, he's back. He's back. The bad seed is back. And I like the lady who has like the 8-track tape.
Yeah.
She's like, it's him. He's wearing a leather jacket. Crank it, Jerry. Yeah. He comes to the mound in a leather jacket over his uniform.
Yep.
Again, probably not allowed. And then says to Jake Taylor, I want Parkman. It's like, the hitter is back. I want Parkman. But the hitter is back.
I'll walk him.
And then he's like, all right, Rick, whatever you want. Like, he just lets him do it. He's like, all right, whatever. Harry Doyle.
Taylor's going to walk
back to get to Parkman. What?
Obviously, he's thinking.
I don't know. What the hell he's thinking? He turns around and whips on. He takes off the leather jacket, but he has the glasses again.
Yep.
New glasses again. And he throws the first pitch. It was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball.
Look, same dead arm.
Which is this boy's getting serious. They talk back and forth about the Terminator. And he foul tips one.
Yep.
And Parkman says, I got your timing now. He's like, all right, well, if you hit it, you can rename
it. Bet you don't got enough hair in your ass to throw me another one.
And then Rube Baker says, to hell with the signs. You're standing on the tracks and the train's coming through. Butthead. He strikes him out with a 102-mile-an-hour fastball.
Which was faster than his fastest pitch in the last movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he had only 101.
But he was throwing 86 at the start of the movie. Yeah, he was throwing 86 for the entire season. And after one night,
he got his head right.
He goes up 13 miles an hour. Well, he wins the game. And then we get Lou Brown jumping on his bed saying, I love this shit. I may move to England. Vaughn sees Flannery and she's like, the cereal people have decided they're going to give you a 3-year contract and free money. And he's like, I don't want to do that, and I fire your ass.
You're a great gal, Flannery. Much too great for me. Take a hike. I like when he says to the cereal people, I'm sure you make a great cereal, but I don't even get up in time to have it for breakfast.
Fair.
Yeah.
He runs and finds Nikki and the kids, and the kids are like, don't even talk to this jerk. He's like, I got World Series tickets for everyone. Like, take him back.
I forgive him.
And so he makes out with Nikki, and then we see everyone celebrate, and this is where we get
an eBay war. That's a good one.
This is where we get an eBay war, because even Dorn tries to celebrate, which no one wants to celebrate with him, and then the mascot of the Indians comes and, like, jumps on him. And this is an autographed Major League 2 photo. Corbin Bernstein signed original.
Is that Dorn?
Yes.
Dorn.
Okay.
Press photo, 8x10, autograph. There are many Dorn autographs. They're all basically the same price. This is an Corbin Bernstein autograph 8x10 photo, original from the Major League 2 press kit, inscribed with his character name, Dorn. Signed, 2018, Knoxville, Tennessee. The photo from the signature is not included. We email you digital photos if you request. The item has been authenticated by BSA Beckett Authentication Services. BAS is a top third-party authenticator and is one of eBay's pre-certified authenticators. Here's the number. Check out our website for upcoming events and previous signings. Questions? Call American Icon Autographs. Local pickup is available. We do combine shipping.
So this photo is not included, did you say?
The photo of Dorn signing it.
Oh, gotcha.
There's a picture of him signing it as well, which you don't have.
Yeah, I got confused by that as well.
That's the one you don't have. It's a picture of him signing it, just to prove that it's actually him. What do you think a Dorn autograph photo is worth?
Well, Bill, you have to go first. You're up 11-9.
Well, Ryan, I'm thinking you would pay upwards of $200 for this. But I'm going to say, since you said there's a bunch of them, this particular one goes for $39.82.
Okay. What I'm saying is there's many Dorn press photos from this movie, and they all seem to be the same price.
$39.82.
Okay. Wally?
That's not bad.
It's Corbin Bernstein. Like, how famous is he? But he's also Dorn.
He's Roger Dorn.
He's fucking Roger Dorn.
They named a pay-per-view after him.
So you said basically $40.
No, I said $39.82.
Yeah, so basically $40. I'll say $49.99.
Man.
That's dirty.
That's very dirty.
That's a dirty move.
What?
Wally, you win.
How is that dirty?
You win, Wally. You're closer. It was $79.99.
Wow.
I gave him a full $10 to work with.
$80.
Only $10.
Several Corbin Bernstein autographs, are, like him alone, are all $79.99.
Wow.
For some reason.
Good for you, Corbin.
He's getting it. He's really leaned into this thing.
He should.
All right.
Well, it's the only thing he's known for.
He's in other stuff.
Is he?
He's in other stuff.
I'm sure he is, but what?
All right, Quote Mountain.
I don't even know where to begin.
Quote Mountain, the whole movie?
All of it.
Everything.
It's...
Quote Mountain, the whole thing. What's your favorite quote? Do you have one?
Jesus.
Women can't live with them. They can't live without them, and they can't be standing up.
It can't be from Rube,
can
it?
From Rube? I mean, no. It could be, but no. Harry Doyle.
There's got to be a Harry Doyle.
There's so many, though.
You're going to send me back to Omaha, and I don't even live there.
I couldn't hit send if I fell off a camel.
Hiroshi Kamikaze Tanaka, recently of the Tokyo Giants, knocks himself out cold for the second time this week. Maybe in Japan that's actually better than catching the ball. Personally, I just think he's trying to get out of the lineup.
I feel like there are better ones than that one.
We didn't get the full quote here. I like this one. Hello, Tribe fans. Welcome to Major League Baseball. Sort of. The intent is 1412. Most of them left with that 10-run first inning the Red Sox put up. Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag. Welcome to Major League Baseball. Sort of. What about the heart attack?
That thing?
That's a good one.
I like the heart attack bit. That's a good one.
It's either a leg thing or a spiritual thing or a psychological thing or a heart attack.
That's up there. That's got to be in the top three. I went to see his movie. It was only out for 2.5 hours. I was told, however, it wasn't focused.
That's very good.
Wow.
Of course, he could be putting out the left fielder.
The Indians have a runner. I think I'll wet my pants. That's a good one. A heart attack is still sticking with me?
I think the heart attack.
God, there's so many.
There's only one. Like,
I do like the fight. My God, the Indians are showing signs of life for the first time in weeks. It seems like Willie Mays Hayes is trying to hit Rick Vaughn, and why not? Everyone else in the league does.
I don't know, Monty.
Looks like Hayes left a little swings up. And misses. That's a good one.
Could hurt him in the later rounds.
All right, heart attack, I guess. Heart attack. Let's give Lou Brown something.
Lou Brown something?
He deserves something because the most valuable player of this movie has got to be Harry Doyle because he's even better than the first one.
Yeah.
He's even better in this one.
They get rid of Randy Newman at the beginning so they can jump right in with Harry Doyle.
Tribe Talk.
Tribe Talk.
I know this is not, obviously this is played by Bob Uecker, and I know this is not how Bob Uecker actually calls games. But my God, I really feel like I missed out on Bob Uecker calling games.
Yes, yes.
I feel like I missed out. And what a weird ass team for him to be the guy for. The Brewers of all teams.
Yeah.
That's where he played though, wasn't it?
Yes, he was a player and then he was in WrestleMania too. Like these so many things.
Yeah, he did.
He got choked by Andre the Giant in the one WrestleMania.
Yep.
Is that not the reason that we watched this for the other show?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because he was
also
a wrestler.
What's his name is in it?
Oh yeah.
Jesse
the Body Mind Soul Ventura. Yeah. All right, final verdict. Oh boy. We're gonna make you very upset, I think, Wally.
9.9?
It is not that high.
It's a Rick Vaughn 9.9.
10.1?
A Rick Vaughn? A 99?
What did we give the first one?
We gave the first one overall 9.4.
So this has got to be like an 11.4.
Jesus Christ.
Is it above the Sandlot
right, so
for
you
real?
Guys
is
got
it
on my case for nostalgic
is
reasons.
Is it above the Sandlot?
I mean.
Well, he's going to have to rank this like a 4. In order to balance it out.
I will say 9 point. I feel bad saying only 9.5. I will say 9.5.
What's Sandlot?
So,
Sandlot's
Sandlot
not.
Was 9.8. Remember the Titans was 9.6.
9.7. I'm doing it.
9.7.
I'm doing it.
I already said 5. I want to change it, but I said
9.7. I'm doing it. It's one spot below Sandlot.
So you said 9.5?
Yeah, it's too low, but I said it.
And you said 9.7.
I'm really struggling with it not being above Sandlot.
I can't believe it.
To get it to where
it
I
should
think
be,
it
you
should
have to
be.
Rank it like a 3.
No, to get it to where I think it should be, I'm going to give it a 9.6. I think
you think it deserves
okay.
that ranking.
I think it belongs exactly with Remember the Titans at 9.6.
Wow.
I'm gonna change mine to 9.7.
Well, otherwise I would have had to give it a 9.9 to give it one extra point.
I can't believe you agree with us.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna
You never agree with us.
No, yeah. I
can't believe you agree with
this
us.
This was a good movie. A great movie.
It's very funny.
What? I'm shocked by that. I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. And now I feel so bad. How am I the low man on this movie?
Yeah, how did that happen?
I shamed myself into not giving it an 11.
You're the one.
I was going to give it a 9.5 until Bill gave it one. I was like, oh, I have to like give it a real rating.
I was afraid that if I gave it too high a rating, well, I would give it a 3.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Well, no, it is.
I'm excited that you actually like this movie.
It's still better than Rocky IV. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's better than Rocky.
Great. Rocky IV is great.
One of the top three. It is one of the top three movies that we've watched.
I mean, you're splitting hairs, but
exactly. No, it's far, far better than Rocky IV. Rocky IV was too high up in my opinion. League of Their Own should have been higher than Rocky IV. But
no,
whatever.
That's wrong. It's a good movie, but that's wrong.
Rocky IV was all montage.
Yeah, excellent montages.
Literally the greatest montage.
Also,
ever.
The greatest scene ever put into a movie ever.
The greatest montages of all time. Yeah, the greatest movie scene ever, but even better than this movie. What are you doing?
Well, whatever.
It's, okay, well, I'm pleased. I thought this was going to be a fight.
I'm ashamed that I rated it so lowly.
What are you doing? This is your movie.
No, but I was afraid. I don't know. I should have just stuck with my 11.4.
What's the weirdest movie you had on VHS from that whole collection?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I would have to think about that because there was only like by the end, I would only watch like 2 or 3 of them. The original Ninja Turtles was on one of them.
Nice.
But I remember not only watching that all the time, but there was a Pizza Hut commercial lead in to it.
Yep.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
CCR, the song about baseball by CCR.
Yeah.
And so I would put it on for the commercial and then just sit and watch the entire movie.
I remember that commercial. I think it was at the beginning of Turtles 2 or something like that.
It was Turtles 1 in this one.
It was Turtles 1. Okay.
I watched that going to sleep last night because I was feeling nostalgic and I was like, I want to watch some Turtles.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. It's a great Turtles movie. 1 is still good.
So that's a good movie.
We watched all of them on the last show.
Yep.
All right. Now, while you will not continue the...
It is not
available. I can give you the movie right now.
It is not available to watch Major League 3 for free.
It's available for free. I can give you the DVD right now. Yes, I have it
that
upstairs.
That means we'd also have to keep circulating it.
We could do it. It could be done.
For sure, I'm not going to watch that before next week, but if it's a DVD that I have to share with somebody.
What are you talking about? You can give it to Bill on Wednesday.
I won't watch it before Wednesday.
Then I'll give it to you on Wednesday.
Bill will definitely watch it before Wednesday.
We're not watching it. We're watching another movie that can be found on Tubi.
On Tubi, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yep, this is a running movie.
What the fuck?
Prefontaine?
It is about Prefontaine, and it's called Without Limits.
I've never seen it.
I think I've
watched this one, but I also might have just watched Prefontaine. I can't remember which one of them
I've
I watched.
I've never seen either of them.
What the hell? What is this?
But Without Limits.
White guy running.
A white guy running.
About the best Oregon runner ever.
Oregon runner, yes.
I will. I'll just
yes.
Okay.
When he was running for Oregon, he got the the Russian national team or one of the some big name or big international running team to come race against his Oregon Ducks because the Olympic or the USA Olympic Committee wouldn't let him run against them in the Olympics or something like that. So he got them to actually come and do like a friendly meet at Oregon.
Okay.
So this is the story of Steve Prefontaine, one of the best runners to ever exist.
Wow.
But he didn't win stuff. I mean, he did in college.
He was so young and he died before, you know.
It's probably because he was doing all that running.
Yeah.
That would kill a man.
Yep. That's how it works.
That would kill a man.
It is on Tubi, though, so we will be watching Without Limits.
Okay. All right. We're out of here. We're done. Major League 2 should be a 10.0. But I'll settle for a 9.6?
9.6.
Settle for it. All right. Want to take us out with a Harry Doyle quote?
Bill, you got one?
Hit it over the eye. On the back.
Ding, ding.